You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has expressed his closeness and grief for the victims of a landslide that engulfed a village in Sichuan province in southwestern China. Addressing the pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square on Sunday for the Angelus prayer, the Pope said, "I am close to the population of the Chinese village of Xinmo that was struck yesterday morning by a landslide caused by heavy rains."
Esprimo la mia vicinanza alla popolazione del villaggio cinese di Xinmo.
I pray for the dead and for the injured, Pope Francis said, and for those who have lost their homes. May God comfort affected families and sustain the rescuers. Almost 100 people remain missing after the huge landslide, while hopes of finding survivors fade by the hour. Also speaking after the Angelus, the Pope sent special greetings to Lithuanian Catholics on Sunday as he recalled the beatification in Vilnius of the nation's first ever Soviet-era martyr.
Oggi a Vilnius, Lituania, viene proclamato beato il vescovo Teofilo Matulionis.
Today in Vilnius, the Pope said, Bishop Theophilus Matulionis, who was murdered because of hatred towards the faith in 1962, when he was almost 90 years old, is to be beatified. And the Pope asked those present to give thanks to the Lord for the witness of a man he described as this courageous defender of the faith and of human dignity.
Di questo strenuo difensore della fede e della dignità dell'uomo.
The Pope's catechesis, meanwhile, focused on the Gospel reading of the day in which Jesus told his disciples to fear no one and instructed and prepared them to face trials and persecution. Jesus' mission, he said, did not guarantee the disciples' success, nor did it shield them from failure or suffering. Likewise, he said, Christians today must consider the possibility of rejection and persecution. This is a bit scary, he said, but difficulties and tribulations are part and package of evangelization.
Anche ai nostri giorni, la persecuzione contro i cristiani è presente.
Pointing out that even in our day, persecution against Christians still exists, and asking for prayers for those who are persecuted, Francis said, "We are never forgotten by the Lord, who does not leave us alone, because we are precious to him." I'm Linda Bordoni.